Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Fred Arnold, who is the owner of 360 Suites and a certified mortgage consultant with American Family Funding, right here in my wonderful backyard of Santa Clarita, California. Fred, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of just helping people in organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices, but please tell us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Fred, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Paul. By the way, you're so well respected in our community, and thank you for having me on your show. You know, when you have a plan or you have an idea or you have a thought you want to do, the first thing I say is find someone that does it already. Now, I guess maybe Elon Musk or some of the others haven't, but there's others that are really experts in what you do and have failed before and can help mentor you. So number one, I think that's the most critical thing to do is meet someone, write down the plan and just ask friends, who do you know who can help me accomplish my dreams and goals and what I'm trying to accomplish? So seek out a mentor. That's very important. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't be afraid to fail forward. Don't be afraid to continue to learn, because that's how we learn and we course correct. And don't make up stories that you can't do it, stories that other people have failed before, stories about what you think other people are going to think of that idea or that thought, especially if you're within an organization and you're trying something new. Just go for it and course correct as you continue to do it. The power of trust, Paul. You have to trust others if you expect others to trust you. If you meet somebody and they won't trust you, then it's hard to trust them. So trust others to do their jobs. You know, they trust but verify, kind of watch what they're doing and making sure the project's going in the right direction or whatever the organization calls for. Give back. Continue to give back in your industry or in your area or within your company, because there's going to come a time and place when you're going to need help, Paul. I ran for public office recently here in my city, and I continue to give back and back and back. And then one day when I ran, I said, will you help me? Will you help me with this? Will you help me with that? And I was fortunate enough to win the election. It's because I gave, and then I wasn't afraid to ask for help. And that's one thing people are afraid to do. They're so prideful to ask for help. But let me just tell you, good people want to help you. A couple last things, the power of focus. Yeah. The power of setting some time aside, Paul, to focus your energy and effort. You know, that time that you just have to study or you have to test or you have to do things that are boring and monotonous, but it's required, that power of focus to accomplish that goal. And be relentless. One of the best things I ever learned doing the Ironman competition is you got to wake up and you got to be relentless in your pursuit of what you want to get done. So be relentless every day at your job and at your life, and all those things are important to you. And last but not least, Paul, and I'll end it with this, and thanks for our time together, and that is treat people with respect. Ask for their feedback. Allow them to speak and be heard and valued in your company, in your project, in whatever you're doing in life. And they'll go along with you on that ride to help you accomplish everything you want to get done in life.
Brilliant. Fred, thanks ever so much. You know, I really, really appreciated that. Really clear communication. I think if we could afford you, I'd try and hire you in New Leaf Training and Development.
Thank you so much.
That was awesome. Just a shout out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free for subscribers. Fred, as has become our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Oh, yes, do it. Right on.
Fred, it's so great to speak with you in this format, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in our backyard very soon.
Yep. Tell all my friends and all your friends and our friends hello, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Fred. Awesome. Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.